Jeremy Leach is from Southwark Living Streets, and his group has been one of the partners in a day of action at the Elephant and Castle today, campaigning for safer roads. Jeremy, tell us how today's day of action came about.
It was prompted, I'm afraid, by the death of Hishami Buadimi, which is extremely sad. But the trouble is that his death was one of a number in the local area in the past 12 months. In the past 12 months, we've had four pedestrian deaths and a motorcycle death. But the bigger picture as well is that in the last 30 months, there have been 300 people either killed, seriously injured or slightly injured on the roads around the Elephant in 30 months, which is a shocking number.
And tell us about the different elements and groups who've come together today to support this initiative.
Well, two types of group, really. One is one of the sustainable transport groups, such as Southwark Living Streets and Southwark Cyclists, and then the others are local residents for all around the Elephant area, the Walworth area, the Borough and Bankside area, and most of all prompted by the fantastic Borough Babies, Victoria and Samina, who've really got lots of people both to sign petition signatures in the schools, but also to come down here this afternoon.
And your petition, what's it calling for?
What we're calling for is things that can be done now. Transport for London manages these roads. The fear is that what they want to do is 10 years off in conjunction with the Haygate regeneration. What we're saying is that's important, but things need to be done now. We have proposed four things that can be done in the short to medium term that would make a tremendous difference to the roads around here. Number one, 20 miles an hour. Enforced by average speed cameras. Number two, a safe cycling infrastructure, especially around the northern roundabout. Number three is a number of new safe pedestrian crossings at ground level, especially across the New Kent Road between the Coronet Cinema and the shopping centre and the bus stops on the New Kent Road. And fourthly is to narrow the roads in a number of places, such as St George's Road, which is crazy, four lanes in one direction, a Newington Causeway. Narrow those down and probably you've got space there to put in protected cycle lanes.
Now, this week the council confirmed that a financial deal for the changes to the Northern Roundabout and the Northern Line tube station should be reached between the council and TfL by Christmas. But the council leader, Peter John, also said this week that he hinted that what we might see in the next few years might fall short of the aspirations that people have had for change at this junction, and suggested that we should accept what we can get now and continue to campaign for more. Do you think some change is better than no change, or do you think the scale of change that's needed here is such that nothing less than wholesale change will do?
No, we don't think that. We think we're really, really not talking about what will happen in 5-10 years' time. We perfectly understand the council's problem of working with TfL for big change. We're trying to put forward solutions that can happen in the really short term. So within the next 2 years, irrespective of what happens in the long term, significant safer roads can happen because of quite short-term change.
And if people want to show their support and sign the petition, how can they do that?
Well, it's online, and hopefully there's a link we can give you. If you go petition and then Elephant and Castle, you'll find the petition there. And we've got an amazing response both online and to us on a petition during today.